In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, let us listen to the words that our Lord speaks to us in the Gospel for today. They are very timely. Our Lord says, "Do not be anxious, worried about your life, what you shall eat, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life a greater thing than the food, and the body than the clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not of much more value than they are? And as for clothing, why are you anxious? Consider how the lilies of the field grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, was vested like one of them. If God so vests the grass of the field, which flourishes today and vanishes tomorrow, how much more you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, worried about the future, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we put on? People without faith are the ones who worry about these things. As for you, know that your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Therefore, I say to you, seek first of all the kingdom of God and its justice, which means worry about your sanctification, about how to live in the grace of God, and all you need shall be given to you. My brethren, we should allow these words of our Lord be like a balm to heal us from our worries and anxieties about the future. In the craziness of the world today, when we fear a dictatorship, when we fear a crisis in the economy, when we fear lack of food, lack of electricity, in these times when we fear so much about what can happen, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us today, I will take care of you. I will take care of you. And we should believe it. God will take care of us. No need to despair. But we should have confidence. Confidence in God. And it is confidence in the love and protection of God in our lives should be truly what makes us sleep in peace at night. To believe that our Father in heaven is watching over us. I know that some people, anticipating evil times, make provisions. Provisions of money, provisions of food, This is not forbidden, of course. We can do all of that. We can do all of that. However, our confidence, our trust should not be placed on these things, but on the providence of God, who will take care of us. So I have an important question for you today, something for you to think about. What makes you feel secure in these crazy times of ours? What makes you feel secure? Is it your trust in God or your money, your own provisions? What makes you feel secure in this life? God or your money? My brethren, our Lord tells us we cannot trust in God and in money. There should be only one Lord in our lives, in whom we trust completely. So today the Lord is calling us to rely on His providence, to throw ourselves into His arms. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the lilies of the field. And you are more valuable than all of them put together. Understand that if God takes care of them, He will take care of you as well. So do not worry. Do not be anxious. But learn how to rely on the providence of God, who is your Father. We are to trust in God in a similar way as a child trusts his parents. Not as a spoiled child who takes everything for granted. No. But as a child who believes blindly in the love and care of his Father. That's how we have to trust in God. So to the question, why should I feel secure? The answer is, because I know that God watches over me. But my brethren, we cannot deny that relying on the providence of God may be scary for some people, because to rely on someone else, to trust in someone else, means losing control. But here we have to remember that the one we are to trust with our very life is not a fallible man, but Almighty God. And we can never trust in God enough. So in the Gospel for today, our Lord Jesus Christ tells us to trust in the providence of God. And His intent is even to challenge us. To challenge us to trust more and more and more. In fact, the more we trust, the more we become able to receive. Because our capacity to receive from God is equal to the hope we have in God. St. James the Apostle said that if we pray without trust, If we pray without a trust, we will not receive anything. And perhaps that's why our prayers are not answered. But when we pray, we have to pray with trust, believing that God hears us and will give us what we need. My brethren, the love of God for us, His care, His providence are dogmas of our faith. We can never doubt it. So we should stop trying to do things on our own, without relying on the help of God. But in all we do, let us learn to place all of our trust in Him. And if we do so, we shall see the powerful and marvelous action of the providence of God in our lives, taking care of everything. And I would like to share with you today something from the life of St. Martin that show us the great difference it makes when we place our trust in the Lord. Martin came once at the time of midwinter to a house, and so they made his bed and they lit a great fire there. The priests desired that he would have a good bed, so they placed a lot of straw for his comfort, and didn't think too much about the fire that was there. When the holy man came, he threw all that straw out of the bedding, because he was used to sleeping on the bare floor. When it came midnight and all were sleeping, the fire was kindled with a very sudden burning and filled the little room with the flame. Martin was awakened by the flame, and there was no one with him in that room. So he seized the door, but even though he tried, he was not able to unlock the bolts of the door, and the flame was all around him, so that his clothes burned on his back. So he saw he could not escape the fire by his own. It was too difficult, impossible. So finally, he thought of God and understood that he could only overcome that situation with the help of the Lord. So he stopped trying to open the door. And there, in the middle of the flames, St. Martin knelt down, made the sign of the cross, and prayed to Almighty God, asking for his help. And he saw a great wonder. The fire bent from him on either side, and he remained undismayed in the midst of the burning, through the power of the Lord, as if he were endued. Then his monks woke up, and they saw the flame and broke open the doors and parted the fire and dragged Martin from the midst of the flame. They thought he had been burned alive in so long burning. But Martin was alive. And he said afterwards that he felt the burning of the fire around him, so long as he tried to open the doors by himself. But as soon as he crossed himself and prayed to God, all the flame burned away, and it seemed to him as if he were in a pleasant dew. And he regretted to have waited so long before asking for the help of God. So, my brethren, we can see that while St. Martin trusted in his own wisdom and his strength, he could not get out of that fire. He could not get out of that difficult situation. But when he finally thought of God and prayed with trust, everything worked out by the power of God. And it is exactly the same for us. While we try to rely on our own strength, on our own wisdom, we will not be able to get out of our difficulties, out of our problems, out of our sins. But only when we turn to God and pray with total confidence, when we entrust everything to Him and rely on His providence, then we allow Him to take care of us. So the secret of peace in these crazy times is this: to rely on the providence of God, to believe and trust in His fatherly care towards us. So my brethren, I repeat to you the words of our Lord. Do not be anxious. Do not worry, but be in peace. Your Father watches over you. Your Father watches over you, and He will take good care of you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.